The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
I'll tell you what, we've covered quite a bit. Thank you for joining us. It's the Jerry Miller Show. It's the best in sports talk radio, live for 3 states and 5 affiliates, thanks to 4Q to Military Academy. Success stories begin here, 4Q to Military Academy. Thank you for joining us. And today we find ourselves on Tuesday, January 27th, with the Virginia Tech Hokies head coach Seth Greenberg at 14-5 and 4-1 in ACC play. By themselves, the second best team, at least according to conference record, and arguably the nation's best conference. How sweet is that for Hokie fans? It's certainly a Hollywood tale after falling, what, 4 losses by 8 points earlier in the season. Georgia, Xavier, Seton Hall, we know the drill. They've turned the corner. And let's go to Bill Roth, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, to figure out exactly how Seth Greenberg and this Virginia Tech team have done it. Bill, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm well. Thanks for having me on, Jerry.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'll tell you, 14-5, 4-1 in the conference right now, pretty sweet for the Hokies.
Yeah, they're playing very well right now. They're clearly a better team than they were in December. Getting JT Thompson back was huge. But they won 9 of 10 since that tough trip to Georgia. And I think that they're definitely a cohesive team. Now, there's a lot of basketball left to be played, but what we've seen in the last couple of weeks is encouraging.
Yeah, can we make an argument, Bill, and thank you for joining us. As far as this team, we knew the three-headed monster could put the ball in the bucket. And yeah, Allen's been a little inconsistent, but he's been real good of late. Can we give a lot of the credit, though, to the supporting cast, guys like Thompson and Hudson and Thorne stepping up? I mean, Hank Thorne goes for 8 dimes at a turnover against Miami. That's a pretty darn good showing for Hank Thorne.
Yeah, you know, I think people can get caught up in the statistics. I mean, first of all, you want Delaney and Allen and Visayo taking the majority of the shots because they're your better offensive players to begin with. So I think the stats at the end of the season are going to be skewed in their favor regardless of what the other guys do. But you're right. Clearly, Thorns was terrific at Miami. He came in the game Tech down 5 with about 7 minutes to go, and they go on a quick 9-0 run. Getting Delaney off the ball to the two-guard was probably really big against Miami on Sunday night. You're right. He had 8 assists and just 1 turnover. And Thompson's a high-energy guy, and he gets a lot of 50-50 balls, and you know, he missed the first, what, they're 8-1 since he's come back, and he clearly adds a lot to the roster.
Bill, what is the ceiling for this basketball team? Greenberg, you know, he's a guy that's going to say, we'll take it game by game. We respect his enthusiasm, his energy, one of our favorite coaches in the conference. But what is the ceiling for this program?
Well, I mean, I think you got to look at who they played. I mean, Tech's beaten Wake 5 out of 6, and they have beaten Miami 6 out of 8. So even though those two teams had really high RPIs, you know, you go back to last year, Tech beat Wake Forest 80-58 last year. And I think that was the second to the last game of the season last year. And each team brought back 4 starters. So I think even though Wake was number one, the kids thought they were going to win the game. Same for Miami. I mean, Tech hammered them in the tournament. And so I think that we talked about this a little bit last night on Greenberg's show, there's been very little elation on the team.
Well, and that's a good sign, right?
There's two ways to look at it. I mean, you want them to enjoy it, but I think they would have been disappointed if they lost either game. I mean, and I think same with the UVA game, and they beat Richmond. I mean, I think that there are a lot of teams they played that they felt like they should have won the game, and so I think that's where they are. Now, that being said, Wake is great and could very well be a Final Four team, and Miami's clearly an NCAA tournament team, too, but I think you asked me how the team is feeling. I think they expected to win those games, to be quite honest.
So, Ken, and Bill Roth is joining us, voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies. His reputation precedes itself. I'll tell you, a known man and a known commodity, certainly on the East Coast. Bill, is it safe to say that Virginia Tech would be the second-best team in the conference? I know by record they are. Are you saying not so fast, my friends, in the words of Lee Corso?
Well, you know, even with orange and maroon glasses, take a look at the NBA talent on Wake and on North Carolina, so... you know, it's a 16-game season. It's a lot about who you play and when you play. Wake Forest is the most talented team in the conference in terms of skill. Clearly, Duke is number one in the country. Clemson has an opportunity to have just an amazing season as well. So I think there are 4 teams in this conference that are really, really talented, led by Wake Forest.
Now, Bill, if they beat if they beat Clemson this week, they'll have, as we both know, three very sweet victories on the resume. They'll be 5-1. When you hit 9 wins in conference play, history would tell us you usually get the invitation to March Madness.
Yes, except for the 08 Hokies.
Except for a Florida State team, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, I don't think 9 is a magic number anymore. And I think that the real danger, Jerry, in the ACC with the lack of the round robin that we don't have anymore is that the standings really don't mean a whole lot. They certainly mean something when it comes time for seeding in the ACC tournament, but you cannot use the conference standings as a yardstick as to who the best team in our league is, because everybody doesn't play the same schedule. And it's fair in some ways, because you got a big league and you got 12 teams in the ACC and the Big East. There are a number of leagues out there that have an unbalanced schedule. The Big Ten, I mean, the Pac-10 is the only league, major league left, I guess, that everybody plays full round robin. So the standings aren't really an accurate indication. That being said, after last year, if Virginia Tech finishes in the top four of the ACC again this year, I think they'll get in.
You know, and I agree 100% with your assessment, but I look at the Hokie schedule, and, you know, we see the two matchups with Duke. We see the whole matchup with North Carolina, at Wake Forest, Clemson at home, at Miami. I mean, you know, if we're comparing schedules, I wouldn't look at what Virginia Tech had from a regular season standpoint as necessarily chopped liver, though.
No, not at all. I think 9 wins in the ACC probably does get Tech in this year, but I can tell you that after going through it last year, 10 would make you feel a lot better. And, you know, if you look at the end of the season for Virginia Tech, they played Duke and Carolina at home to end the season and then travel to Florida State on that Sunday, which is, I guess, March 8th. That's a very, very difficult final three games. And so I think it would be very advantageous for Tech if they're going to win 9 or 10, get there before the 1st of March.
Guys, great guy. Bill Roth, voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, joining us here on the Jerry Miller Show. 3 states and 5 affiliates at our disposal thanks to the Sports Addict Network. I'll throw this to you. As far as the Hokies go, and it's a sportscaster, a media question. It's not necessarily a coach question here, Bill. Have you had a chance to compare and contrast the Xavier Dowdell, Jamon Gordon teams to this particular club, and who's got more talent?
Very good question. I would say that this team has more talent.
And why is that?
Well, I think in Visayo there's a guy that has just a tremendous offensive arsenal. He's a great three-point shooter, but now he can beat you off the dribble. He get that little teardrop with either hand. We didn't have anybody like that on that NCAA team. And just an amazing catch-and-shoot guy. I don't think as good as Coleman Collins was, I don't think that, you know, Jeff Allen's only a sophomore. He's got a chance to have just a brilliant career. He had 30 in the game last week. When he's on his game, he's a really talented player. And I think right now we've got a guy very similar to Gordon in his leadership capabilities, and he's really the heart of the team in Malcolm Delaney. And right now he's playing at just an amazingly high level. He can score, he can distribute, and he had McClinton the whole second half Sunday night at Miami, so you know that Greenberg feels he's his top defensive stopper as well. And I think their supporting cast, if you look at players 8 through 13, I think this team's probably got a little bit more depth.
Are you, and this is a buy or sell question, Malcolm Delaney helps initiate this team's offense. He's stroking it from downtown, Bill. He's a clutch shooter from the free throw line. He's got the teardrop when he's in the lane, the floater that's very difficult to defend. You've seen a lot of basketball in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Where does a Malcolm Delaney stand from a first or second team All-ACC?
I think right now Nolan Smith, Jeff Teague, and Malcolm Delaney are the top three guards. I guess it depends on how many guys you put on your first team. It'd be hard to pick against Nolan Smith. I think that's why this game tomorrow night is going to be great. Turn off your phone and watch Nolan Smith and Teague go head-to-head. It's going to be just an amazing game. But I would put Malcolm up there right now with those two kids.
Now, we're going to see a doozy, and Bill, we'll get you out of here on this note. We'll talk Clemson. Three-headed monsters galore. We got Oglesby, we got Booker, we got Rivers Clemson. Virginia Tech, they've been well-documented on who their horses are. What do you make of this contest, Bill?
You know, it's been a really interesting series in that of the last 5 games, 4 of them have been decided at the buzzer. And as Coach mentioned last night, in 3 of those games, Jerry, the team ahead with 1 second left lost.
Mm.
And once that was Clemson, twice that's been Tech. I think that if you go back and look at it, the games have been decided by 1 point, 1 point, 2, 2, and 5. Since we joined the ACC, and Tech's won a couple, Clemson's won a couple. It's great. It's a great rivalry right now, and that the games are dramatic and close, and I think it'll be really interesting. We play there, of course, in a couple of weeks. Tech plays at Clemson, and I'm glad it's in Blacksburg this week. I think it'll be a great ball game Thursday night.
Thursday night, 7 o'clock tip. Close with this. Toughest question of the interview. Bill Roth, voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Great man, kind enough to join us. Are you buying Virginia Tech as a tournament team? NCAA, Bill?
Yeah, I think so. Their RPI is better this year. I think that they're good enough to get a I think they'll win five more conference games. I think they'll get to nine, and their RPI is high enough, so I think they make it. What about you?
Bill, I think so, too. I mean, I love Delaney. I love Visayu. I think if Allen gives them consistency, can hit that double-double, it's only going to help Delaney and Visayu out. I've been very impressed with Greenberg, and I don't know if you agree or disagree here, but maybe the front runner at this point of the season for ACC Coach of the Year.
Yeah, he could win it again. You know, we were talking earlier today. You know, since ACC expansion, this is – everyone knows the deal on that, but you know Virginia Tech has the third most wins in conference games.
That's unbelievable,
behind only Duke and Carolina. And so I think it goes to show that Greenberg can coach, and clearly looking at this roster, he can recruit. And they've won games. They've won seven straight ACC overtime games.
Is this a finishing?
So I mean, they know how to win. They don't have the talent that a lot of the teams have, but they got good players.
Do you think it's a finishing point for Greenberg, Bill?
You know, I think it'll be really interesting to see how it goes down. And you're talking about from his career standpoint?
Yes, sir.
I hope so. You know, they've made a big commitment. We've got a brand new $20-something million basketball facility going up that'll open here in the summer. I think the key for him is to be able to recruit that top 20 player. And,
right.
You know, he's not been able to do that here. And he admits as much. I think that there have been the top player in this state has gone to Duke or Carolina seemingly every year. And I think that was the downfall for Pete Gillen.
Mm-hmm.
And if he signs Reddick, he's still the coach at Virginia. I think that if you go back and look, even in the last 2 years, the best player in this state is wearing Tar Heel blue or Duke blue. And I think it's critically important, whether it's Seth or Coach Lado or whoever it is, to get that player. Because inevitably, you're either playing with him or against him.
Very well said.
And so I think that's going to be really interesting. There's the commitment that Virginia Tech has made to men's basketball in salaries for its coaches and its facilities. Will it pay off when it comes time to recruit the whomever it is in the next 3 years coming out of Richmond or D.C. or Hampton Roads or wherever the next great player happens to be?
Yeah, Ed Davis, Patrick Patterson, I'll tell you, the Williams kid at Duke, they would have looked good in Cavalier Orange or some Hokie Maroon. His name is Bill Roth. He's the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies. I'll tell you, Bill, you're a pleasure to interview. Hopefully we can do it again in the future.
Not a problem. Love it, Jerry. Thank you.
Take care. Bill Roth is awesome. His reputation precedes itself. I'll tell you what, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, Thursday night, you're listening to him. It's a Hokie-Clemson clash. It's a Hokie-Clemson clash, and if you get the victory and you're Virginia Tech, you're 5-1 in ACC play. You're 5-1 in ACC play with wins over Wake Forest, Miami, and Clemson, and two of those three wins would have been on the road at South Florida and in Winston-Salem. If you go 5-1 and you're 4 wins from 9 in regular season play, you hit a very good resume for NCAA tournament dancing.